Mel will fall. And under windy conditions, we'll get it to a top of 19 degrees.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au. Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, has TAB Talk, the early mail and TAB market movers. Now your race day begins with Racing HQ. Interviews with trainers and jockeys and form experts with the right mail.
Welcome to Racing HQ with Simon Harrison.
Hey, good morning to you once again. It's coming up to 6 minutes after seven. Ray Thomas joins me in the studio. Ray, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. A rare Sydney Saturday at Canterbury, isn't it? And looking forward to it. Probably the most interest for me is Chris Waller's drive to try and break that 167.5 wins. And that washed out meeting during the week's just put a bit of pressure on, hasn't it? Now we've left with three meetings to go. He still needs five wins to break it. So just starting to get a bit close now, isn't it, Simon?
Well, I wonder how easy it'll be to find a winner today on a heavy track with strong winds as well.
Yeah, look, yesterday I thought we might get back into the soft range. It was such a beautiful day and quite a windy day in Sydney. And, of course, that cool change has come through overnight, a bit of rain around. Heavy nine, a little bit disappointing, but that wind is quite strong out there. So maybe we might get a bit of an upgrade at some stage during the course of the day.
We're about to get stuck into our interviews. Now, after 8 o'clock, Mike Fraser online. He and Ray will preview this meeting at Canterbury for us with Glenn Munsey. The Flemington preview this morning from 9 o'clock with Mark Hunter and Dean Lester. Coming up at 9.30, Bernie Cooper to take a look at Doomben. Gary Harley will find us the winners for Newcastle at 9:45. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Tab Talk with Nick Quinn. Our first man on the guest list is Tommy Berry. He's with us now. Tommy, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Tom, and thanks for joining us bright and early. Tom, we'll open the batting straight away with throwing him in the first, and he did a really good job at Randwick on a particularly heavy track that day, beat Morton's Fork, who's since come out and franked that form line. And I know he's up a little bit in weight, but heavy track again today. He's drawn nicely in gate two, and he's got the racing style to suit around Canterbury.
Yeah, he does, Ray. He's a lovely schnitzel colt. He's proven himself on two occasions now that he's above average. Obviously, he's up in weight a little bit, but over the 1,200, I don't think the weight will hinder his chances too much. It's interesting to see how the race will pan out. Looks to be a lot of speed in the race, especially with Tango Rain. There's a few that are drawn out a little bit wider that will put a bit of pressure in the race as well.
Does he need to lead, Tom?
No, I think, as I said after his last one, I think he'll be better taking a sit. He got a bit lost in front first up, so if something like Tango Rain was desperate to lead, then we'd have no problem in taking a sit, but we'll still be positive to go out there and be right in the first couple, and unless they go 100 mile an hour, at least we've got that option to take a sit as well.
I know he's only had the two starts, Tom, and we can get carried away with winter form, but just the form line around Morton's Fork makes me think this 2-year-old's well above average throwing him.
Yeah, I think he is. He's done everything right so far. He's got great owners on his side. He's a freak with a 2-year-old, and she gave this bloke plenty of time, and I think she's reaping the rewards now.
Tom, you're riding for Damien Lane in race three. He's having a great trot at present, but do you know much about Helensburg Ham?
Not too much. I've watched his replays, obviously, and he's an on-pace runner who seems to go a little bit hard in his races sometimes. So it doesn't look to be a heap of pace in this race today. Probably Dan and Ellie, Tony Gollenhorst looks to be the leader, and we'll probably come and sit outside of him, and hopefully we can fight on from there.
Yep. King's Office, you're back on board him in the fifth, and I know you've got a fair bit to do with this horse last prep, but this winter he's loving these wet tracks. He's just in the zone right now, King's Officer.
Yeah, he is, and he was always promised to get a win last prep, but pace of races and things like that didn't really go to suit him on a number of occasions. But the wet tracks have suited him this winter, and he's put a few together in the trot, and it's just amazing what a win can do for a horse's confidence, and this bloke's he's full of that at the moment. And it looks to be a little bit of pace we've got under Gambler's Blues and Locarno, thing of Mark Newnham. So they'll probably press forward, and you might see this bloke a little bit closer today just with the lack of pace behind those three.
And Tom, he won't know himself a 55.5, will he?
He won't. He's been carrying big weights and been able to win. So, obviously, dropping down in weight, he's definitely going to suit him, especially on the soft tracks. He won't know himself at all.
Look, Cheeky Babe is out of race six, but down to race eight, and talk about Mudlark's Ultima Chance just comes off that Cessnock Jungle Juice Cup win when it was a pretty heavy track that day. He'd scored at the Sapphire Coast prior to that, and impeccable wet track stats, Tom.
Yeah, that's what's going to help him here today. Obviously, it's a lot stronger than what he's been up against. It's pretty competitive field. Mm. Avanarco probably looks the one to beat with Powerline for me. But there's a little bit of speed in the race, but he'll be in the first few, and he's tough and he's in form at the moment, so hopefully he can continue his winning ways.
And Rosamann resumes in the last, Tom. Look, she's got some good form on soft tracks, so probably a question mark on the heavy, but generally speaking, she goes well fresh, and she comes off that that summer, late autumn campaign when she was probably in career best, Rosamann.
Yeah, look, she's a tough little filly. She does everything right. She'll get back probably most likely today. The only problem is probably the lack of speed in the race. Highly geared, and Glenbourne Dane look to be the only real pace. So from a wide barrier, we're going to have to get back, and if they go pretty slow, it's going to make her task pretty hard to run over the top of them. But she goes well fresh. She's, as I said, very consistent. Probably the only bad run was at the end of her prep, last prep, when she was probably had enough. So Terry, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, and he's very happy with the way she's come back. So if something happens and there's a bit more speed in the race, it would just help her chances a little bit more.
And Tom, just finally, terrific season for you, particularly at the highest level, seven Group Ones. I think that's the best you've had. You had a fantastic day on day one of the championships, winning the TJ with Chautauqua, the country championship final with Cillian Sinton, and of course the Derby with Tivago. So hopefully this time of year, a bit of momentum going into the new season and build on what's been a great season for you.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Ray. It's just a bit of momentum. It's been a bit of a slow start the first 3 weeks back, but it's winter racing. There's small fields, and hopefully we can get a bit of a good run going into the new season. I'm staying at home now for a good while, so hopefully just build up all the contacts and look forward to being home in Sydney and hopefully getting right up in the premiership again next year.
Terrific. Look, Tom, I know you got to go for a sweat, so I appreciate you coming on bright and early this morning. Best of luck this afternoon at Canterbury.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ray. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Berry there. Now, Paul Perry has Wouldn't It Be Nice in the July Sprint, plus a host of other runners, and he's with us now. Paul, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. Morning, Simon.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. And we're just talking about seasons with Tom. Your stable's had a great season, Paul. Cracked the 100 again, and look, some nice young horses coming through, Paul.
Yeah, probably have, Ray, too. You know, there's a few or whatever race too, you know, at the moment go pretty good. So probably look forward to next season with a couple of them maybe standing up a bit better.
Yeah. At this stage, Paul, will all run at Canterbury this afternoon?
Yes, right, yeah.
Okay, well, one of those young horses that I think's got a bright future is your two-year-old in the first walk right in, and had the four or the five starts this season. He's won twice, and the format of that English Classic win held up through twist tops, and hasn't raced since, though, Paul. Did he have an issue? Is that why he missed the autumn, or...?
No, not really, right? We just tipped him out and gave him a bit more time, and, you know, we've sort of come in with the spring in mind type of thing, but, you know, it's a shame today he's got a kick off on the heavy track. I don't know whether he'd be that suited there, but anyway, the run will do him the world of good anyway.
Had a couple of nice trials going into this, Paul, and if he can compete, because it does look a strong juvenile race to open the program this afternoon, is he potentially a horse that you'd like to hope get to a race like the Golden Rose?
Yeah, it'd be nice if he could, right? You know, you'd have that in the back of your mind for sure. But, you know, I think today, as you said, it looks a very competitive race. So he may be up against it today.
Yeah, down to the third, Paul. I think Salerno's over the odds. But I guess that question mark is the heavy track. He's won twice on the slow, and he beat Express Point at Gosford a couple of runs back. She won yesterday, and he's run behind Iserich and Badajoz at Wyong. That form went out of that race has held up. So he comes to Canterbury today with pretty good stats, but can he get through the heavy track, Paul?
Yeah, a bit unknown there, right? Mm. He's sort of, as you said, he can handle the slow all right, but you know, he's a bit of a question mark there. But if he's at his best, you know, he's and does get through it, he'd have a good HY chance anyway.
Yeah, the former Adam is very, very good. Gaze Protocol, he can produce a good performance on his day, but again, I guess that heavy track is a concern for you this afternoon.
Yeah, he don't handle the heavy, right? He don't. Mm-hmm. I sort of nearly got a run in because he's probably maybe the Tari Cup, one of them races in mind, he's sort of missing a run all the time.
Mm. He needs to run then, Paul.
Yeah, I think a good race today would help him along a bit.
Mm-hmm. Last Witness, he's a young horse who's really starting to put it together, and again, a bit similar to Salerno, the form lines around him are excellent, and he has been placed his only previous start on a heaven. He's won 3 from 7 from a soft, so given that he's rock-hard fit at the moment, Paul, and racing really well, you'd back him to handle the track conditions this afternoon?
Yeah, I think he'll like it, Ray. You know, I don't think it'll be a bother to him. I think coming back to 1100 suits him a lot better than his other previous runs in Sydney where he's probably been found wanting a bit, but I think today's race and distance will suit him.
Yeah, definite chance. As is, wouldn't it be nice in the July sprint? I think yesterday when the sun was out, Paul, and it was windy, I thought this track might get back into the soft range, but overnight rain, heavy 9, these are the conditions he loves. I know he's got to come back in trip, but this race looks like being run at a pretty genuine tempo, so you can see, wouldn't it be nice just ambushing him late, hopefully, because he does love these track conditions.
Yes, Ray, I reckon he's got a genuine chance today. He's coming back from the 1400, but they went slow the other day, and Christian said just the slow speed sort of took his chances away, and he's done real well since, and even though it's 1100 on the heavy surface, and that'll sort of make it a bit tougher, so, you know, and he's very well. I think he'll run well.
Yeah, and he just sort of stalked them and hopefully go over top of them. Mad about you in the last, Paul, Canterbury winner last month, but again, that heavy track might be a concern for this mare.
Yeah, Ray, look, she doesn't like it at all, really. I was just banking her on maybe if it didn't rain all day and a bit of wind, the track by the last might be a bit better, but if it does improve, she'd have a chance, I'd feel, but if it stays heavy, well, she's not at home in it.
Yeah, and a couple of runners both look competitive at Newcastle this afternoon, Paul, particularly Gadfly, 2 starts, 2 seconds, drawn the 1 gate, ticks a few boxes today.
Yeah, he gets a real chance today, Ralph. He's, you know, I think the form around him will turn out terrific with a couple of horses he's just been beaten by, you know, the bit more experience he's had, and he's got blinkers on, I think it'll really suit him.
Yeah, well, those horses that have beaten him, High Mist, who's shown promise, and Decorated Soldier, who's in that competitive race in the first year. And he's our toy boy in race 7, Paul?
Yeah, Ray's last run was just disappointing. I don't know, it was on the fence at Warwick Farm, but he loves Newcastle, and I think that's his chance. You know, I think he'll run better today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good team at home there at Newcastle, but a very competitive team at Canterbury this afternoon, Paul. Best of luck, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No, thanks so much, Ray. Thank you.
There he is, Paul Perry joining us. James McDonald rode another double at Doncaster on Thursday, so that's now 12 winners from his last 41 rides in Great Britain and Ireland.
They might not let him come home while he's going over there. He's had a fantastic run for Godolphin, hasn't he? So
yeah, that's James McDonald, successful again on Thursday night. Now, Chris Lees has a strong team, including this imported runner Singing lining up today, and he's with us now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Well, I guess the first question is, will Singing run this afternoon given the heavy track conditions now?
Yeah, we're still going to run him, Ray. Yeah, he's got some wet form, but still does make a tough assignment for him first up.
Yeah, very interesting runner. Chris, how long has he been with you now?
Yeah, he's been here since last spring.
Right.
He's been in and out a couple of times just to acclimatise himself, and he's had a few little issues. So good to get him to the track, but he is a nice horse, and know whatever he does today, I'm sure he'll improve on.
Well, I guess when you look at his form, the one thing that stands out is that second only beaten a length by Protectionist. I know it was a couple of years ago, and he's still a very lightly raced horse. Do you think he can get back to some of that sort of form, Chris?
Yeah, we're hopeful if he can stay sound and settle in well, which he seems to have done. Everything he shows at home suggests he's a very nice horse, but again, you want to see him under race conditions.
Any idea of his racing pattern, Chris? Like, he's drawn a nice gate, he's got plenty of weight.
Yeah, he's been quite adaptable in some of his races overseas, but nice gate, sees him probably just behind the leaders, I'd imagine, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it'll be interesting how he goes. Slow pace, Chris, he hasn't won, but he's always thereabouts, and He's often sprinted well fresh, so can we expect something from him this afternoon?
Yeah, he could race well fresh. You know, he's an older horse. He may take a run or two as well, but he's pleased at home, and I think he can be competitive at odds.
Mm-hmm. You scratched invitations, Chris, from race six, relying on Radar. I guess the barrier for invitations?
Yeah, we'll keep him for next week due to the bad gate. But Radar's two runs back have been okay. I think he just needs everything to go right, and if he can get the right type of run in the race, he could easily run a place.
Really keen on felines this afternoon, Chris. Both her runs back this prep have been solid, up being spectacular, if I can use that word. She was fourth first up in a stakes race at Doomben, and the other day at Rose Hill had plenty of weight and just working to the line nicely without sort of that you know, flashing light on her. But third run in today, soft track, 1,100 metres Canterbury, down to 58. I think this might be her day.
Yeah, well, she hasn't got too many excuses today. It's fair to say she might be quite going as good as last preparation when she put a couple of wins together. But all the things you said, Ray, you know, is in her favour. So if she can get the right type of run, and she's worked quite well, put a tongue try and just change the gear around a little, and if that works, I think she'll race well.
Okay, yeah. Power Lines, you're only running now in race eight. You've scratched Electric Power, and Power Line, he just keeps on keeping on, doesn't he, Chris? And hopefully there's a win in him somewhere.
Yeah, he's been up for a long time, and he's earned a check just about every time he's gone around. He looks to get the right type of run with an okay barrier draw, a couple of kilos off his back, so certainly gets his chance to get back into the winner's draw.
And our seat in the last, Chris, has got some heavy track form. Probably needs to improve off that Rose Hill run, though.
Yeah, she probably does. She has raced well at Canterbury previously, and if she can get the right type of run, she's no one. Could easily run into a hole.
Yeah, and Chris, just finally, Lucia Valentina looked awesome in that trial earlier in the week. How's she coming up?
Yeah, really pleased with how she's going. Rachel Troll again Monday week, and only a few weeks off that, then to her first up run.
And Le Romain, I thought he went super.
Yeah, he's pleased us this time around. We tried to get him ready for the Stradbroke, but he just wasn't 100%, so we backed off him, and he seems to be in good order now.
Yeah, no, two very promising horses. Chris, just finally, you got four runners at home at Newcastle today. All got competitive chances. Weaver, Sons of Burke, Oh So Assertive, and Lamart. So is there one the listeners might put their house on, so to speak, this afternoon?
I wouldn't put my house on him, but I think Lamarzo will be very hard to beat in the last.
Terrific. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck this afternoon.
Cheers, Ray.
Good on you, Chris. There he is, Chris Lees. Now, things are looking up for Hawkesbury tomorrow. Greg Rudolph pretty confident that the meeting will go ahead. And the track has been lifted up to a soft seven. They got the big Turf Industry Suppliers meeting on tomorrow. A charity day as well for Father Chris O'Reilly, Chris Riley's Youth Off the Streets. And a couple of rugby league legends, including Steve Roach, Paul Cyran, and Brad Fittler, will be on track for a family day. So Hawkesbury, yeah, it's all systems go tomorrow. Track up to a soft seven.
That's good news. And they always have a big crowd out there on the Sunday meetings, those family days. I think their most recent one had one of the biggest Sunday crowds ever. So it's a pretty popular track, and those Sunday meetings certainly work, Simon.
Now, next up, James Cummings. He joins us now. He has Shamalia in the July sprint this afternoon. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, James. And talking to you during the week, we're just sort of going over the season, and I didn't realise that just what a great season Leilani Lodge has had. 61 winners. It's almost the best season out of Leilani Lodge this century, James.
Yeah, look, we've been really proud of some of the results we've achieved, and we're pretty lucky. You know, we're a young team with getting really good support from good owners and breeders who breed nice horses every year. But importantly, we got the opportunity to train at Randwick and alongside some pretty good trainers as well that we can keep burning off. I mean, I was taught myself by my father and my grandfather, so it's a pretty good school to come from. But you know, every day we're out here with Gay Waterhouse, Peter Snowden, and John Sargent. You know, it's pretty good trainers to keep being able to sort of look over my shoulder and see how their horses are going to the races and how they look. And we're getting all the facilities around. You know, we've got about eight tracks we can work our horses on here, and close to the beach, and you know, all the good spelling farms. So you know, it certainly gives you the opportunity to achieve those sort of results. But certainly our results, I think, have exceeded expectations this season. And now we've got a bit more belief in ourselves, and we've got the confidence that we can hopefully keep getting better next time.
How many in work now, James?
Well, that's the important thing for us. We just want to really keep a cap on that. And we've just got about just a little over 50 in work, and we're very happy with that. We're we're really satisfied with the, we're proud actually of the staff we've got, and the bigger we would be forced to get, then the more we would be forced to expand that team, mm-hmm. And we're quite happy solidifying and refining our quality and continuing on to reward the good support that the donors have given us by not spreading ourselves too thin, and that's what we're concentrating on, only because it suits us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For everyone I know, but that's what suits us, and that's what we're focusing on in the seasons ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific season with your juveniles this season, James. What about juvenile numbers into the new season?
Well, we've got a healthy number. We've got a little over 40, but right. So we're by no means overloaded, and that gives us the opportunity to, like I said, just keep on focusing on the horses every day. When we check their legs every day, and we're continuing to monitor them, we get the opportunity to take their temperatures every day. We're watching what they eat and how they progress, and that's one of the great satisfactions of doing this. Is you get to see the progress in these young horses coming through, as Richard Kelly said to me, you don't wait for the next good horse to come. You've got to go out and make the next good horse, And my grandfather used to really see it that way. And I must say there's a great sense of satisfaction we get when we feel like we're making a difference to a horse, and when the horse is improved by the system that it's coming out of.
Yep.
That's a great reward of horse racing.
Well, one of those horses that I think is really coming out of that system and showing a lot of promise is Hair Trigger. He's opening the batting for you, so to speak, in the first today, James. And that Wyong win, super impressive. The form out of it's held up, and he looks a young horse on the rise.
He does, yeah. Look, he won really impressively at Wyong after a little break. And I think that... I think that he's found a really strong race here. There's no hiding the fact that you can't come to a Saturday $85,000 race in Sydney, and not especially in the 2-year-old ranks and this time of year, and not expect to find some other up and comers. And John Massara owns the horse, but he also helped Teely Assets breed the horse Tango Rain, and that'd be just about one of the horses to beat today, apart from some other horse on speed horses that are going well. Trojan's there. This is a really strong race, so. We're certainly going to be able to learn a lot about Hair Trigger today and see how he can not only handle the depth of class in the field, but also they've put up a heavy nine, and he's going to have to come into that and still perform well.
Why was the decision made to geld him so early, James? Given he's very well bred and he obviously has got racetrack ability too.
Yeah, he was a heavy young horse. Yeah. And, in consultation with Dr. John Peatfield, who sort of cast his eye over the Gorey team, as he does with a lot of good other breeders there every year, often with us. We just made the decision, partly influenced by the fact that Smart Missile is a young stallion and we really wanted to get him more runners.
Yeah.
And so Gorey have had that approach and that strategy in the past. You might remember Romantic Touch with gelded as a young horse.
That's right.
First season or the Meteor, he might have been a Group 1 winning colt for that stable, but he was gelded early, got to the races nice and quick, and won a Group 1 for Northern Meteor and helped him win the first season size premiership too. Mm. So it would be nice if Hair Trigger could help Smart Missile leapfrog Dream Ahead.
That's right, yeah.
And that both young sides have had really great seasons, Dream Ahead as well, So if Hair Trigger and Gadfly, who's in at Newcastle, and there's a horse of Kieran Mars at Flemington in the first, if those Smart Missiles can get up today, then I'd say it'd be awfully hard to beat the premiership himself. And that influences the decision as a young horse, to geld him, take the pressure off his knees and get him to the races a little sooner.
Mm. Ocean Tempest in the third, she's resuming today, James. She did win first up on a heavy track at a debut preparation where she showed a lot of ability, and you took her through to to run in a Group 1 flight stakes. But did she not quite come up in the autumn, James?
No, she didn't come up in the autumn, and I'm satisfied she's got excuses for that. So we didn't persist. We pulled the pin after three runs, and she's had a nice break. She gets the chance before the end of the season to compete in another 3-year-old race, and on a Saturday she's stakes place. If we can get her back to that, then I think the attraction today was that she just gets a really really nice run in the race. And I actually was leaning towards running next Wednesday, but at Canterbury. But the nominations in that race looked really strong.
So we made the decision this morning that we'll race her today. She gets a really good run in this race. And, you know, outside a horse like, I suppose, Canny Essen, who was a late nomination, who trialled quite nicely, 1,200 last Friday at Randwick.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of, you know, last minute, they've decided to run him here, and he'd be probably the horse to beat. But this is a strong race, and the attraction for us was just the way that she mapped in the run. Should get all the favours and should get every opportunity to return to some of her best. But look, you know, we're prepared to accept that if she's not back to what she was first, you know, in her first preparation, then you know, I suspect that the breeding barn would be beckoning for Ocean Tempest.
Okay, be interesting to see how she goes this afternoon. Can you get Shamalia back to something like her best form, James, given that she dropped significantly in grade today for the first time in a long time? She's out of stakes grade.
Yeah, that's right. Look, you know, this is the first run out of stakes company since she won a midweek convincingly, a second start in a race. So I think the key to Shamalia is that she's ridden quiet. Kieran regretted that we just weren't able to get cover last start. Her run has been spaced. She's trialled up in between. And look, I wouldn't be too nervous about the heavy track,
mm-hmm.
given that she did run fourth at Chautauqua and the Gosford Guineas when it was absolutely bottomless at Gosford that day. So I think the key to her is that she can be coming off speed, you know, just how much they leave those leaders alone with the tempo of the race is inevitably therefore going to affect her chances too.
Yeah, and down to the last, James Shah has said she'll go a long way to find a better midweek win than hers first up. She covered a lot of extra ground probably in the better part of the going, but she was trucking a long way out and put a margin on them late, and comes back to Canterbury today. Heavy track conditions again. How's she trained on, James?
Well, I think she's just maintained her she's maintained her form. She's just moving around the track really well. I'm really pleased to see how she's coping with the pressures and the training. We gave her a good grounding before that first up run, which is critical with the two trials going into it. And she was rock hard fit first up, and that's critical, I think, you know, just to have her be able to reproduce that second up 2.5 weeks later, which is, you know, just in the back of my mind, maybe a little soon for her, but it was a really nice race. She's got a great record at Canterbury. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, she comes into the race, you know, an 85 mares race, and unfortunately Kobe couldn't ride her again with the claim, you know, because I thought we were all really pleased with the way he rode her. He kept her rhythm up and, you know, he tacked on, even though he was three wide, he got cover, and that was the way to ride Canterbury on the day, as it turned out. So, you know, Glenn takes over, and Glenn's ridden a heap of winners for us this season. He's just been, you know, I mentioned to him at Gosford on Thursday, he's been flying since he came back from his holiday in Bali.
Yeah.
He said he enjoyed eating breakfast, lunch and dinner every day.
He's a different man.
Yeah. So he's been flying, he's been riding really well, and I could envisage Shahrazad getting, you know, a similar sort of run and having to make a similar sort of impressive effort on an impression on this race to be able to win coming around them. But, you know, she demonstrated that she was above midweek class with her return, and she's hopefully going to be able to remain unbeaten in this preparation.
Yeah, no, she was awesome first up. And just quickly, James, two runners up at Newcastle today, Rock de Casper and Angel Miss. Does her rider carry the Leilani colours?
He does too.
Right.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
So she's got the grounding of a couple of trials and a first up run under her belt. So she's second up and now to 1350. She looked like she was already looking for it first up when she hit the line late 1150. And even the horse Rock de Casbah, his second trial, he improved out of sight. He can show that sort of improvement into his first up run. You know, that's the sort of sign you see from an unraced 2 year old that, you know, trainers are really looking for. It can make all the difference. But you know, we'll be interested to see what he does, because he's built and bred along the lines of a horse that's going to need 2,000 metres plus.
Okay.
But a son of authorised who's trialled convincingly on a heavy track should have no troubles if the track is quite rain affected there at Newcastle today.
Terrific. So good runners there at Canterbury and at Newcastle. James, thanks for joining us this morning, and the very best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
James Cummings there. We'll take a break at 26-8 and then look at the final scratchings for Canterbury. Sky Sports Radio has the best racing analysts every Monday morning at 9 on Punters Postmortem. Paul Joyce and Dean Lester pass on their opinions and then take your calls on 1353 53. It's the best way to start your Monday. Punters Postmortem on Sky Sports Radio.
A huge jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $25,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Canterbury Park. First leg is race four at $125. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 first four jackpot on the Go Girlfriend Series final at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Race six jumps at $824. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Joe McKinnon here. Yarramalong Racing Club is the most affordable way to get into racehorse ownership. Have fun. Join me racing 33 horses by stallions like So You Think, Hinchinbrook, Sebring and Stratum. Experience glamour and excitement. Racing with leading trainers Mick Price, Nick Ken, James Cunning, John Thompson, Bjorn Baker and David Van Dyke. Minimum subscription $2,000 with no more to pay. See the Yarramalong Racing Club prospectus online at yrclub.com.au.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
Now let's take a look at these final scratchings for Canterbury, recapping track a heavy nine rail in the True, and there's 22 scratchings. Race one, scratch five, Saxophone, seven, Grexit, 11, Cosmic Powers, and 12, Foxy Housewife. 5, 7, 11 and 12. Race 2, take out 4, Lion of Africa and 7, Hussein Shout, 4 and 7. Third race, scratch 3, Noble Joey. Now 6, Canniescent has come out, take that, for Gabby Engelbrecht. So Canniescent not running, and 7 more to gain is the other scratching. So in race 3, it's 3, 6 and 7. Race 4, race 5 are both clear. Go to race 6 and scratch 5, Freeze the Charges. 6, Highly Geared, 8, Invitations, 10, LA Cheval, and 13, Cheeky Babe. 5, 6, 8, 10, and 13. The 7th, the July Sprint clear. Race 8, scratch 1, Got the Goss, 6, Electric Power, 8, Pirate Ben, and 12, Bayview Emperor. 1, 6, 8, and 12. And race 9, the last, there are 4 scratchings. 3, Freeze the Charges, 4, Highly Geared, 11, Unknown Destiny, and 12, Cheeky Babe. 3, 4, 11, and 12. The one riding alteration, race 2, number 9, Striking Largo, is Jay Ford. Just before 8 o'clock, we'll take a look at the final scratchings for the other meetings from Doomben, Morfordville, as well as Flemington and Kembla Grange. We'll also have a look at the scratchings at Lismore. So we had Gabby on just before 7 o'clock, but she's decided not to run Canniescent this afternoon in race number 3, Ray.
That's interesting, and I guess that heavy track conditions now is playing a real part. Also this afternoon too, I know we'll talk to Mike Fraser after 8, and he's the best in the business when it comes to reading tracks, but the significant rail shift this afternoon, Simon, from last meeting was out 9 metres back to the True. So I know Mike's theory is, and so it's proven time and time again, this will probably generally favour those horses on pace and leading. So a horse like Shahrazad, who was wide all the way at Canterbury last start, produced a phenomenal winning effort. She's going to need a bit of luck if she has a similar sort of run in transit this afternoon, if the track plays the way Mike suspects.
Okay, we'll press on with our interviews. Gay Waterhouse has 2 in at Canterbury and 1 at Newcastle. She's with us now. Good morning, Gay.
Good morning, good morning. I'm ready to rock and roll, boys.
Oh, terrific. Good morning, Gay. Gay, Froneman and Vienna Waltz in the first. And look, we had Tommy Berry on earlier, and he said Froneman is a promising horse in the making. And his racing style, nice gait, he handles the heavy tracks. He does look well-placed again this afternoon, Gay.
He certainly does, Ray. Yep, the punters can put their money on him. You pick up your money with me in the first. Vienna Waltz will run a very nice race. She's a classy type of filly.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been just a little bit green the other day, but she'll run very well. But he's a sharp, really exciting colt.
How's he trained on since Randwick, Gay?
Well, I wouldn't be tipping him to you, would I?
That's true, yeah. You might get the bank in the first, by the way, sounds of this, Gay.
Get your bank in the first, Ray. You're right on the marker here.
Okay, Gay, can this colt go on and potentially end up in a race like the Golden Rose?
Well, small fish are sweet, but this is a very dense field today. It's a hard race. I think Rob and I were talking about the race yesterday. He said to me, I think there's something like 12 or 14 last start winners in it. Well, that doesn't often happen.
Well, two-year-olds that have won races, yeah, no, that's a good point. There's a number of two-year-olds here that are previous winners, which is unusual, isn't it?
Very unusual. Mm. And you know, everyone's trying to get that extra Bob's bonus before the end of, you know, the season finishes, which is available to the 2 and 3 year olds. They're all hoping that they can be, you know, a carnival horse or Group One horse like Golden Rose. So this is an important race. This is a much, much harder race than people would think at first off.
Yeah, very strong this time of year. Gay, you showed a good tactical speed at Randwick and again at Canterbury today. You're on a nice gate and it probably the place to be will be up on speed.
Well, you can travel anywhere. You'll probably be up on the speed. But there will be quite a bit of speed in the race, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. Tommy said he'd take a sit if he had to. No dramas. The horse is versatile enough to do that as well.
The horse was a versatile jockey. It's nice to see Tom back in the saddle.
It is, yeah. Gay, you got one runner at Newcastle today, Bold Adventure. He's been thereabouts in recent starts. Will you run him at this stage, Gay? You're not likely heavy track up there too?
Ray, please wash your mouth out. I run all my horses. That's what they're paying me to do. Horses are horses. They're not Lamanches.
And should have known better, shouldn't I, Gay?
Absolutely. Should have known better. Of course he'll be racing. He can't earn a dollar in the stable. It only costs the owners. Well, he'll go to the races there and hopefully he'll win. Look, I think you said the truth. The thing is, form's been a bit in and out. You know, he wouldn't be at Newcastle if he was really, you know, a horse with, you know, a bright future.
Yeah.
But hopefully he can win for the owners today.
No, it's a good chance, I think, this afternoon. Really interesting to see how Thronum goes today, Gay. Thanks for joining us this morning and the best of luck this afternoon at Canterbury.
Enjoy the day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gay.
Good on you, Gay Waterhouse there. It's 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. We shouldn't be too far away from collating these other final scratchings for Melbourne as well as Brisbane, Adelaide and our provincial meeting at Newcastle. We'll also take a look at the scratchings for Lismore as well. Hopefully we're going to have a chat to Gary Portelli. He's got two in at Canterbury, one at Newcastle, and Straturbo at Doomben, right? So we'll have a chat to Gary. And Sam Clipperton.
Been going good, that horse too, Straturbo.
Yeah. And Sam Clipperton, who's got the 6 rides as well. He'll be off overseas soon, Sam.
Yeah, this is Sam's last meeting in Sydney before he leaves. He's got a week or two off just to have a bit of a break and get his affairs in order, and then he heads over to Hong Kong early next month. And look, great opportunity for him. He's a young man really going places, and to get this opportunity at just 22, I know it's only for 3 months, but if he kicks a few goals over there, generally speaking, the club usually extends that contract, and I know that's Sam's, hopefully that's his ambition. We'll get him on a bit later and ask him, but that's his hope, that he can stay there for a lengthy period, Simon.
And you've got one of your one-on-ones with Sam coming up.
Yes, it starts back on Tuesday night and recorded that actually last week. And it's a fascinating story, Sam, because he really came for no racing background. But he was spotted by Ronnie Quinton at a, I guess you'd call it a talent school, if you want to use that, at Warwick Farm one day, where they're watching young kids ride, etc. And I remember Ron telling me that the one thing that stood out about Sam Clinton, apart the fact that he was so small, he weighed 35 kilos, was his balance in the saddle, even as a 15-year-old. And Ron just said, walked over and introduced himself, and the rest is history.
Yeah, okay, I'll tune in. That's Sam Clipperton on the Tuesday night. Now, Gary Portelli is online. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Gary, and thanks for joining us. Gary, just quickly, I noticed that Rebel Dane, the stable star, is down to trial Warwick Farm Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him back at the trials.
He had a great prep last night. He didn't win a race, but he was thereabouts in a number of Group 1s. And how's he coming up, Gary?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, touch wood at this point, he's going as good as ever. If not, you know, condition-wise, he's better than ever. He's actually, usually races around the 480 mark, but he's 505 at this point and been holding that for the last month. So he looks just a bit more bulk to him and obviously a little bit more power.
Yep, we'll hope he can produce that on race day. Any early thoughts of a likely return to racing for him?
Yeah, he'll resume in the Missile.
Yep.
And Tommy Berry will ride him there and see how we go there. If he obviously races as good as what we're hoping, then we'll probably have a date with Winks a couple of weeks later in the Warwick Stakes, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, you might have race fitness on your side. Good to see him back. Gary, a couple of runners this afternoon at Canterbury. You kick off a day with Cosmic Cameo in the sixth, and he's got some heavy track form, and he's won on the soft. How's he coming up for his return this afternoon?
Yeah, he's had a real good prep, mate, but his form indicates no matter what we seem to do with him first up, he's before a first-up run, he seems to take that run, so... Mm.
he was down to race at Warwick Farm on Wednesday.
Yep.
But obviously we lost that meeting, and it was just lucky enough that I had the foresight to throw an acceptance in on Wednesday morning just in case they were called off, and he doesn't miss a race now, and that's all he needs probably first up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, even with the lightweight, Gary, could he run a sneaky little race?
He probably could. I know he trialled okay the other day, ran second against the, I think it was Red Zell that beat him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Speed Machine. His work was pretty good. He worked with Straturbo last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And they matched motors over half a mile. So his work was good. He's caught me before first up, mate. So I'm not committed to sort of getting excited about his first up runs, you know. We thought he could win before, and he's been, which was disappointing. He's just not quite finished the race off as good as what we were hoping. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If he runs
a good race and wins, that'll be a bonus. Don't worry about that.
If he runs a good race, we'll get on him in second up.
Quite easily take it.
Okay. Garrett, the mare in the last, lot 341, she has come up well and put the writing on the wall behind Shahrazad at Canterbury last start. Meet Shahrazad again today. Heavy track conditions, this mare loves, and she's drawn a soft gate.
Yeah, look, she should get a nice run back. She has to be ridden cold.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that you're one of them horses where you really don't know how things are going to go on the day, because you've got to ride her so far back to really find she can finish the race off. So we really need good speed and, a really strong run race early. And again, hoping by the last race that inside gate doesn't come against us, because I'd say they'd be probably fanning and getting out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, sort of the horse is in great form. She looks fantastic and, yeah, she was another one that was down to race on Wednesday at Warwick Farm, so this was an afterthought. But, you know, she does race well at Canterbury, so hopefully she can finish in the top three or four there.
Yeah, no, she ran well last start. Should be competitive again. Just a couple of other ones, Gary, quickly. A two-year-old filly at Newcastle, Divine Action, caught my eye in a recent Warwick Farm trial. More than ready filly, and they generally handle wet track conditions.
They do. She's never been on one yet, so this will be a test. But like you say, most of them do. She'll roll forward and probably lead, and she's a two-year-old taking on older horses. I think it's easy to get a run against an older horse with two-year-olds in a two-year-old race at the moment. There was about 70 nominated for a two-year-old race at Wyong on Tuesday.
Amazing, yeah. So,
it's a case of sometimes having to take on older horses that are probably seasoned, or better seasoned than yours, but she'll jump and run and she'll give a good sight.
Mm. And Straturbo, he's done a bit of travelling lately, but his form's been great and had about 5 or 6 weeks between runs. He was competitive at Flemington last start. Prior to that, he was impressive at Doomben, back up in Brisbane this afternoon and in a suitable race here at Doomben.
Yeah, loves Doomben. 58.5, it's come up a 5 too, a flow 5, I think, so
right. Mm-hmm.
We'd like to sort of get it into the better range as the day gets on. He's only ever raced well when there's a G next to his G next to the race. So he doesn't like it with any sort of softness at all. He loves to use his speed. So I'd like to see the track improve. And if it does, I think they've got to catch him. So
he's got that man. He's got that man, Jeff Lloyd, riding him, Gary. And he's riding so well at the moment, heading towards a Brisbane premiership at about 58 years of age, I think he is.
Exactly, you know. He'll do the job. He's a jump and run horse. And hopefully he just gets the timing right when he pushes the button. Hopefully get around the corner and put a bit of space in them, make them. Now, the key with this horse is to make sure the horses that are behind you have had some stress put on them before the turn, and take the finish out of them, you know, and that's the key to him. So if he can get around the corner or just before the corner and get them off the bit, then, he can be a bit, sometimes he can be a bit soft late, but he takes the finish out of horses. So that's what we're looking for. Hopefully Jeff can control the race and get away at some point.
A bit like Express Point on Thursday, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good win.
Finally, yeah.
She's a lovely little filly. She's been, I think she had 9 starts at Gosford now, and she's had 2 wins and 7 placings.
Yeah,
so
remarkable.
We've just got to keep nominating for Gosford from now on, I think.
More meetings up there. Hey, Gary, look, thanks for joining us this morning, and the very best of luck this afternoon at all three venues.
Thanks very much.
Gary Portelli joining us there. Now it's approaching 11 minutes to 8, and Sam Clipperton is online. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sam. I was just talking to Simon earlier. This is your last meeting in Sydney for the season, and often a fantastic adventure to Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's right, Ray. It's, like you said, last day riding in Australia for a period of time, and be good to bow out a winner. So got a couple of nice rides. So, yeah, hopefully we can have a bit of luck.
Well, when do you plan to leave for Hong Kong, Sam?
We leave on the 7th of August.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, after today, we're just going to have little bit of a break and get things organised and get things all set for the journey over, and then
it's full on then, on
the 7th of August, yeah.
Well, that gives you about a month for the first meeting, so you should be able to sort of, learn the ropes a bit in Hong Kong and get to meet a few people and a few contacts.
Yeah, that's right. It'll just give us a chance to settle in and get used to the warmer weather and know our surroundings and, like you said, ride a lot of track work. And mm-hmm. barrier trials will start up soon. So just get myself fit and ready and give myself every opportunity to hit the ground running.
Yeah, well, congratulations with that contract, Sam. That's come after a tremendous season for you, and hopefully you can bow out the winner this afternoon. You've had three scratchings, unfortunately, but your four runners left. You start off with Ocean Tempest in the third. We spoke to James Cummings earlier, and he's hopeful getting this filly back to the form she showed earlier in the season, where she made her debut, won on a heavy track, and had a couple of trials coming into her return this afternoon. So, interesting runner, Ocean Tempest.
I think so too. I think particularly back on the heavy surface, she it brings it right into play. She won very impressively back August last year at Gosford on a heavy track, and then that same preparation ended up running third in the regional Allen behind mm-hmm. Alart. So,
that's right.
You know, if she can bring that form back here today, particularly on the wet surface, well, I think she comes right into contention. With the scratching, she comes into barrier one, and she should just get a nice run in behind the speed. And, she could be one hitting the line late.
Yep. Ghost Protocol might require a bit of Sam Clippett and magic to get him over the line, because he's probably not at his best on the heavy.
No, definitely not, Ray. But, look, he's drawn 8 of 9. He'll probably just come out and poke along at the back of the field somewhere. But, as you said, Ray, I'll have to produce the goods on this one. But, look, one thing about him, he's fit. He's in an astute stable in the Perry Yard. He'll be presented well. And look, if he happens to get through the track at Canterbury, well, he's a place champ.
Mm. Magical Stance. This looks a lovely race for him. And I think the writing's on the wall last start. That fourth at Randwick on a heavy track. He's fourth up today. Handles the heavy, loves the soft. He's ready to win, Sam.
I think he is too. I'm really looking forward to riding him today. Last start at Randwick, he probably just peaked on his run a little bit, 100 out. Sprinted right up to win the race at the furlong, and then Farolito sprinted past him, and Magic Stance seemed to just die on his run a little bit. But now he's had that good, tough Randwick mile run under his belt. He's fourth up today over the 1550. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. We've drawn an awkward barrier in 9 of 9. And what looks to be an interesting, you know, quite a competitive little race with the two horses of Waller's and also the horse of Mark Newnham's, King's Officer, which is going for 4 straight. So, you know, it's not an easy task, but if I can have any luck in running, I'm not sure where I'll be even, because Magic's a horse that can race on speed or even, you know, able to come back on him a little bit. But I'll have to have my thinking cap on early in the race. But if we can have any sort of luck, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. He gets through the ground. He's fourth up, he's fit, and he's ready to win, as you said.
What about the rail back in the true, out 9 metres at its most recent meeting, back in the true today, heavy track? Generally speaking, that tends to favour those horses on pace.
Yeah, it does a bit. We haven't raced in the true at Canterbury for a while, and Canterbury's a pretty good fair racing surface, especially when it is in the true. It's a lovely surface, and every horse seems to get their chance. When the rail's out, they seem to be a bit on pace-ish. But when it's in the true, you generally see little horses sweeping later in the day down the centre of the track.
Mm-hmm.
It will be interesting to see how the track is today. They got it up as a heavy 9, I think. But if it can improve, you know, they're predicting quite high winds today, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, if that happens to dry out the track in the middle of the day, it'll be interesting to see how the track plays.
Mm. And your final ride, really interesting runner, this Gold Symphony, a dual Group 3 winner earlier in the season, making his debut for Team Snowden today, and his Sydney debut as well. You rode him in a Warwick Farm trial earlier this month, just a nice, easy trial. Then he came out at Randwick under Tommy Berry, and he was impressive, trucking through the field late to win that trial. And lovely gate, barrier 4, and although he hasn't started on a heavy track, Sam, he's had 3 starts on soft for 2 wins and a second. Looks a nice ride, Gold Symphony.
Yeah, I think so too, Ray. He looks a lovely horse. As you said, I trialled this horse at Warwick Farm a few weeks back. Just had a nice, easy day out just to get him just to get him primed and ready for a preparation. And then his second trial, Tommy Berry rode him and gave him a lovely trial. One ended up winning his heat. So he's had the two nice solid trials coming into this event. As he said, he's got the beautiful gait. This horse might probably appreciate a longer trip. 1100, you know, he's probably a bit short of his best. Mm-hmm. But look, he's fresh and he's had those two good trials. He's in a great stable in the Snowdons, and he's got no weight on his back too. He's down on 54.5. So competitive race, some good old horses in this race, but I think I'm a great chance in this event.
Mm. Look, Sam, thanks for joining us this morning. More importantly, the congratulations on a tremendous season and on getting that contract in Hong Kong. The best of luck this afternoon at Canterbury, and the very best of luck in Hong Kong too.
Yeah, no, thanks for that, Ray. Appreciate all the support, and we'll see if we can do the Aussies proud over there.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks so much.
And you can hear more of Ray and Sam on Tuesday night, next Tuesday night at 7:30 on Sky Thoroughbred Central. The return of one-on-one. Now, let's just run through these scratchings for you. Recapping at Canterbury, a heavy 9, there's 22 finals. Race 1, scratch 5, Saxophone, 7, Grexit, 11, Cosmic Powers, and 12, Foxy Housewife, 5, 7, 11, 12. Race 2, take out 4, Lion of Africa, and 7, Huss and Shout, 4 and 7. Third race, scratch 3, Noble Joey, 6, Canny Essent, and 7, Mort Again, 3, 6 and 7. The fourth and fifth clear, race 6, scratch 5, Freeze the Chargers, 6, Highly Geared, 8 invitations, 10 LA Cheval and 13 Cheeky Babe, 5, 6, 8, 10, 13. The 7th clear, race 8, scratch 1, got the Goss, 6 Electric Power, 8 Pirate Ben and 12 Bayview Emperor, 1, 6, 8, 12. And race 9, take out 3 Freeze the Chargers, 4 Highly Geared, 11 Unknown Destiny and 12 Cheeky Babe, 3, 4, 11 and 12. Flemington today, it's a soft 7 with a total of 14 final scratchings. Race 1, take out 5, Sosie Bon and 8, Revolution, 5 and 8. Race 2, clear. 3rd, scratch 8, the Terex, race 3, number 8. Race 4, take out 6, Native Land, 8, Winter Chiller and 9, Intrigo, 6, 8 and 9. Race 5, put the pen through 11, Central Park Bell, that's number 11. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, scratch 3, Kapoor and 8, Rivers Lane, 3 and 8. Race 8, take out 7, Spread Eagled, 10, Chivalry, 13, Award of Merit and 14, Aurum Spirit, 7, 10, 13, 14. And race 9, scratch number 13, Roots Boy, race 9, number 13. Now, for Tats Day at Doomben, the track rating is a soft 5, and there's 23 final scratchings. Race 1 clear. Race 2 take out 3 Magnitude, 5 Walk to the Bar, 12 Brigali, and 14 Superforce, 3, 5, 12, and 14. Race 3 take out 9 Thomas the Tank, 15 Red Diamonds, 18 My Maisie, 20 Stellacraft, 21 Heartbreak Harry, 9, 15, 18, 20 and 21. The fourth is clear. Go to race 5, scratch 2 Splinter, 9 Raffinato, 10 Rock Spark, 11 Shanzam, 13 Knight Attire, 17 Lupo Nero and 18 Legal Counsel, 2, 9, 10, 11, 13, 17 and 18. Race 6, scratch 8 Romanama, 9 Steve Surprise and 12 Braffetti, 8, 9 and 12. Race 7, scratch 6, be what you want to be. Race 7, number 6. And race 8, take out 13 Boys from the Bush, 17 Secret Puzzle and 18 Star Justice, 13, 17 and 18. Morfordville, a soft 5. Now there's just 9 scratchings, which are interim at this stage. Race 1, scratch 3, Vintage Grove, number 3. Race 2, take 7, Morby, number 7. Third clear, race 4, scratch 1, Castor and Fire, and 3, a Revolution, 1 and 3. Race 5 clear, race 6, scratch 5, Raven's Fire, race 6, number 5. Race 7, take 12, Arctic Song out, race 7, number 12. And race 8, scratch 1, Strategic Demand, 6, Tanzan, and 9, Concentrate, 1, 6 and 9. Now at Newcastle on the Beaumont track, it's a heavy 9. There's 13 final scratchings. Race 1, scratch 4, All My Loving, race 1, number 4. Race 2, take out 1, Silver Art, race 2, number 1. Third, scratch 1, Mary Rani, number 1. Race 4, scratch 3, Image First and 8, Regal Rojo, 3 and 8. Race 5, scratch 1, Shavo and 2, Fencourt, 1 and 2. Race 5, take out 2, Aralin, race 6, number 2. Race 7, scratch 5, Sweet Kiss and 8, Pinch Me, 5 and 8. and race 8, scratch 4, Wutai Mountain, 7, Trinity River, and 11, Wanatali. 4, 7, and 11 from race 8. And just quickly a look at Lismore. Now, the track rating for Lismore is a heavy 8. These are final. There's 12 of them. Numbers only. Go to race 2 and take 3 and 4. 3 and 4. Race 3, take 1 and 3. 1 and 3. Race 5, emergencies out. And race 6, scratch 5, 14, 17 and 18. 5, 14, 17 and 18. That brings us up to date with the scratchings this afternoon. We're right on 8 o'clock. We'll take a break and then Mark Van Gestel to see what the stewards saw.
Tab Talk, every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio, has the right mixture for a winning day.